بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الواحد تحل علينا نعمة وبركته من الآن وكل وان وإلى دهر الدهور كلها أمين. يوم الثلاثون من شهر أمشيل المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه وعاد علينا عليكم ونحن أنتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبا إخوتي أمين. عندنا عيدين النهاردة, عيد ظهور رأس يوحنا المعمدان وأيضا عيد نياحة البابا كيرلس السادس القديس 116 من البابوات. On this day we celebrate the commemoration of the appearance of the head of Saint John the Baptist. Herod commanded his head to be cut off and brought on a platter and given to Herodias according to her request, as it's written in Mark 6:7-28. It was said that after the feast he regretted the slaying of Saint John, so he kept the head in his house. Aretas, the Arabic king, Herod's father-in-law, was enraged because Herod banished his daughter and married the wife of his brother while his brother was still alive. Aretas instigated a war against Herod in revenge for his daughter. He overcame Herod, dispersed his army, and destroyed the cities of Galilee. When Tiberius Caesar learned that the reason for these wars was the slaying of a prophet who was great among his people by Herod, who banished his wife, the daughter of Aretas, the Arabian king, and married his brother's wife, he summoned Herod and Herodia to Rome. Herod did the head of St. John in his palace and went to Rome. When he arrived there, Tiberius removed him from his position and stripped him of all his possessions and exiled him to Spain, where he died. Herod's palace was ruined and became an example for those who might think of following in his footsteps. A few years later, two believing men from Homs, went to Jerusalem to spend the holy feast. The holy fast, Lord Great Lent, there. Night fell on them while passing by the ruins of Herod's palace. So they spent the night there. St. John appeared to one of them and told him about his name and the whereabouts of his head, and ordered him to take it to his house. When he woke up, the man told this to his friend, and they went to the palace, to the place where the head was buried. They dug and found a sealed pottery vessel. When they opened that vessel, a sweet aroma spread out of it. They found the holy head, took its blessing, and placed it back in the vessel. The man that saw the vision took it to his house. He put it in a safe place and put a candle in front of it. Before his departure, he told his sister about it, and she went on doing the same thing. The head was handed from one person to another until it came to the hand of a follower of Arius, who attributed the wonders and miracles that happened through the holy head to the heresy of Arius. The Lord commanded someone to force him out of his house. The place of the head remained unknown until the time of Saint Cyril, Bishop of Jerusalem. Saint John appeared to Amba Martianus, Bishop of Homs, in his sleep and told him about the place of the head. He went there and found the head, and that was on the 30th of the month of Amshir. May the prayers of the saints be with us. Amen. On this day also of the year 1971 after Christ, the holy and righteous father Abba Kyrellus VI, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, departed. God has accorded this pure father the gift of working great miracles even after his departure. May his prayers be with us and blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.